Buffington, wipe that smile off your face. Tonight's city council meeting is called to order. Kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
William Barkley.
Present.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Paul Lakota.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Present.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Ray Pollack.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
I will kindly ask, did Mr. Donovan leave? He did. Good God. This is our final city council meeting before the new council takes place. And I think it's only appropriate that the esteemed, august, mildly attractive, and often good company, Alderman Dakota, leads us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't know if I can after all that. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. To our students in the audience tonight, the gentleman from the Fifth Ward, Alderman Paul Dakota, is beginning his final full council meeting. Well, technically a second to last council meeting after serving 20 years on the city council. So that in and of itself sounds like a heck of a story to write for your report, doesn't it? Translation, don't email me, email Paul. So.
And thanks to Alderman Barkley for his tenure as well.
Absolutely. Now, I forgot my glasses, so we're going to struggle through this yet again.
Wonderful.
Item number four, folks, is amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments by any member of the city council tonight?
There is.
Yeah, there should be an amendment to consider as closed session item pending litigation. So. Add that to item 13, so if one of the aldermen would.
Alderman Dakota, move.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Piper. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine by this city council and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Singer, seconded by Hill. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
William Barkley.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Paul Dakota.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
We skip down to item number 10. Item number 10 is municipal bills for payment. I will kindly ask our city clerk to please read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $943,497.89.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read by the clerk and as displayed on the city's website.
Second. Brown motions to pay the bills as stated by the city clerk and appearing on our city website. That motion is seconded by Alderman Dakota. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
William Barkley.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Paul Dakota.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Item 11A, folks, is to consider resolution number 2009-10, approving the City of Geneva fiscal year 2009-2010 budget in the amount of $66,693,536.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Barkley, seconded by Vogelsberg. Questions or comments regarding why there's no pennies in this budget? No? Such a serious group. No questions, no comments? Anyone in the audience? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
William Barkley.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Paul Dakota.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Mayor Burns votes.
I vote aye. It's only appropriate that we acknowledge the hard work of the professional staff for putting together the budget, the sacrifices all of you have made to get us to this point. A very special thank you, of course, to the leadership of our city, Mrs. McKittrick. Mary, thank you. Item 11B is to consider resolution number 2009-12, amending execution of extension of professional services agreement with Applied Ecological Service Incorporated in the amount of $14,096 for the 2009 Prairie Maintenance Services at City of Geneva Water Treatment Facility and Prairie Green Preserve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Hill. Questions or comments from Mr. Unch? Seeing none, hearing none, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-1. Item 12A, folks, is to consider resolution number 2009-11 supporting the Solheim Cup being held in beautiful Sugar Grove, Illinois, August 17th to the 23rd, 2009. All of you, certainly Mr. Radovich knows what the Solheim Cup is. The world's greatest female golfers will descend upon the Fox Valley to compete for the Solheim Trophy or Cup. And we anticipate and we hope and we expect and we are working toward residual benefits for our community as well. So it's only appropriate that we offer this resolution in support of that tournament and in support of our friends in Sugar Grove.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hill, the golfer, seconded by Mr. Piper, the duffer. Mr. Polak.
Mr. Mayor, what exactly is it that we're doing to bring those golfers to town?
Well, actually, Mrs. Gaines and I have met with the Solheim Cup organizers and the folks at Rich Harvest Farms. I don't know if, Gene, you wanted to talk about it in particular or not, but it's up to you.
Well, we've made our services available to them. We've sent brochures.
So we have marketed all the excitement and opportunities of this little hamlet we call Geneva to not only the organizers, but all those who travel from around the world to join us in Sugar Grove for that, was it, 5-6 day tournament. They anticipate, I think, a crowd in excess of I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 over the 6 or 7 day period. 150,000.
They can park it themselves, though.
Pardon me?
They can totally park that project.
They can. It's being held at Mr. Rich's golf course, Rich Harvest Farms. And obviously, when our.
It tells in a 60 mile radius, I think.
Wow. Isn't that wild? And of course, these golfers don't just attend on their own. They bring cadres of fans and family and what have you. So they're going to be looking for things to do.
And money.
And let the record show that Jean Gaines said money.
I thought I heard her say, shop Geneva.
That's right.
Right. Okay, great.
It is the women's equivalent of the Ryder Cup, so it's extraordinary. They've been advertising on NBC and other channels for almost 7 months now, I believe. So it'll be exciting. We have a motion on the resolution. We have a second. All in favor of the resolution, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? We're going to skip over item 13, which has been amended, to jump to item 14, new business. Any member of the audience, students from Geneva High School, Mr. Hahn, who we've never seen in this building's class? Any questions, ladies, gentlemen?
Do you have a question?
You're going to have to join us at the podium.
Oh.
Mr. Creighton Briller. Identify your name, your year in school, what school you're going to be going to, what subject you'll be studying.
And hey, slow down. You're going to have to ask me one at a time.
Meeting has been taken over.
Name and address.
What's your name and address?
My name is William Lynch. I live at 2235 Wildflower Court.
And you're heading to what school next?
I will be heading to Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, where I shall be studying environmental sciences, policy, and society.
Yeah, right. Well, we have no comments regarding any of the subject matter you'd like to address tonight, so what's your question? Who's it for?
My question is for myself. Rather on behalf of my class. Given the present economic times, what measures is the city of Geneva taking to increase efficiency within itself?
That is a good question. It's too bad the microphone's just broke. So who would like to address Mr. Lynch's question? I mean, there's a number of ways to answer that. Are you looking for efficiency in how we perform our jobs?
Or efficiency talking energy? Dollars and cents.
Dollars and cents. Well,
I have an answer, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hill has an answer, and I think the next foremost expert would be, of course, Mrs. McKittrick, our city administrator.
This is interesting to note, and I talked to Mrs. McKittrick earlier today and received these figures. This year's budget is, what was that, $66 million for 2009 to 2010. Last year's was $91,500,000. There were some large projects that were included last year. And the previous year, there were not so many large projects, but it was $71 million. So that's a considerable reduction in the expenditures that the city government is going to be involved in this year. Now, the gory details are in a book that will be published sometime this spring. That's one answer, total dollar amounts.
Mrs. McKittrick, do you care to shed some light on this gentleman's blank face as he stares toward us?
I'm not sure that I can answer his question in a limited amount of time, but I can tell you that we work from policy goals that the City Council sets for us. So when you're talking about efficiency, it's relative to those public policy goals and how those fit into our organization. We are constantly looking within departments to do things such as cross-training, share resources with other governmental agencies. But we have to balance efficiency and effectiveness at the same time. We can save dollars, but we have to make sure that we're also providing effective public service at the same time. So, and it is a delicate balance. But it's something that we evaluate on an ongoing basis. I give the council updates on a quarterly basis onto the status of our public policy goals that are set and adopted by the council and implemented by departments. Then in May, I will be providing them with an annual report looking back over the last year. And I guess at that point in time, I would say that they will be judging our efficiency and our effectiveness.
Can you tell them about the Green Team, Mary? How they're doing?
We have implemented a new committee of employees this year called what we're calling our Green Team. Mm-hmm. They are employee representatives from all of our departments across the organization that are implementing strategies and initiatives that are environmentally sound. Things that we can do, as Alderman Dakota has often said, first with the low-hanging fruit. Things that we can do because we become aware and conscious of them, not so much that because we have money to implement. So we're going to try to do those things first. Simple things like turning off the lights, turning off the computer, turning off the printers, closing doors and windows, those types of things. And then we are hoping that this committee will work with us on an ongoing basis and provide recommendations and strategies that we can implement. And as that grows, obviously, there will be dollars, price tags attached to it.
Well, thank you very much for your explanation.
Well, Mr. Lynch, question for you. From what you know about municipal government, is the perception out there that Geneva is run efficiently?
I would agree with that, yes.
Do you agree that Mr. Malaja should have shaved before tonight's meeting?
I don't think I'm in a position to make any sort of statement to that effect.
That's good. Well, good luck at Creighton, big guy.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Students, anyone else? Anything at all? Yes, sir, come on up.
Lobby.
And I believe this gentleman's heading to, don't tell me, hold on, Marquette?
University of Connecticut.
Connecticut, you're the Connecticut guy.
Yes, sir.
And you chose Connecticut because?
I get to pay in-state tuition there for my first year.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Weiss is a Connecticut grad.
There you go.
Look at that. Imagine, that's your future.
I'm overwhelmed with excitement.
By the way, Navy is spelled wrong on your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Just kidding. Your question, and your name and your address.
I'm Clayton Guzzi of 111 North 1st Street.
I used to live at 111 North 1st Street.
Really?
Honest to God, that was my first apartment.
That's kind of cool.
Upstairs.
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
Is that where you live?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Peel back the wallpaper. Seriously, that was cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. How specifically is Geneva benefiting from the Obama stimulus package? and how will this affect the individual citizens of Geneva?
How specifically is Geneva benefiting from the Obama stimulus package, and how specifically will it benefit the citizens of Geneva?
Yeah.
I think the answer can be summed up in two words. Three, not at all.
Not at all.
But let me defer, of course, to Mrs. McKitcher, because we've actually met with our Congressman, Mr. Foster, and others regarding opportunities to draw some of those funds for the benefit of the community. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. McKitcher will enlighten you and perhaps others as to how it's going.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I can tell you that we have applied in numerous formats through Congressman Foster's office, through the state agencies, various venues. We've submitted a lot of paperwork to provide them with information for stimulus money as it relates to infrastructure, primarily roads. Our Public Works Director can give more details on this, but I can tell you that Director Dinges worked through the Council of Mayors to move some projects around, projects that we had slated for a couple of years down the road. We moved up in order to get some money because it did qualify. So we will be receiving monies for Caneville Road in the very near future to resurface that. Dan, you might want to provide the whole council with some information.
Mr. Guzzi, this is Dan Dinges, the Director of Public Works. And Dan, where do you go to school, man?
Where did I go to school? I went to the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana.
Is that mostly a commuter school?
Go on now. It's a pink shirt.
It's an online.
Mary's correct. The dollars that we've seen to date, that we anticipate seeing in regards to the stimulus package, is roughly $280,000 that will go towards the Caneville Road resurfacing project. It's through the Council of Mayors local pavement preservation program. Randall Road to Route 38 scheduled for bidding later this November, and construction next spring. So that's what we're seeing to date, but we are trying to get our applications in and try to get as much as we can, but to date that's about all we got right now.
Mr. Brown.
Director Dinges, is there any chance the overpass on Route 38 east of town can be moved up because of this money?
Well, I know it's on our list. It's not necessarily our project, but obviously we support it and would like to see it happen. We hope that it will, that this stimulus package will help that move forward. Right now, the stimulus package is everything that we've got, they're looking for shovel-ready projects first. That project is not shovel-ready. But phase two is funded, so that is moving forward. We're hoping that as things move along, that project will see some funding, and in the near future we'll see that under construction.
Mr. Guzzi, does that help?
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I think I read in the paper the school district is getting about $1 million. While it doesn't benefit the city per se,
sure,
certainly the taxpayers, the biggest part of the tax bill, as you well know, is the school budget, the
absolutely
school system. So indirectly, they're benefiting from that.
Students, anyone else? Any questions at all? Henchman, nothing? We got kids going to Vermont. Where's that kid going to Notre Dame? There he is, man. What are you going to study at Notre Dame?
Chemistry.
Wow. So what's that? I'm just kidding. And this gentleman, you have an opinion regarding President Obama's speech at the commencement ceremony coming up?
Me?
No. Why would you from Connecticut have a comment on that? I'm talking to my buddy who's going to ND.
I think it's okay to have someone with opposing opinions be able to talk.
I like your brevity. Well done. Students, anyone else? Any questions at all before we adjourn to closed session?
I disagree.
Please, somebody. Alderman Singer, then Pollack.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Last week I brought forth before the council and our guests a Senate Bill 1922, which was in the midst of being passed through that Senate, which would create a 911 Service Act. And for the benefit of those that weren't here last week, it's to create an official state dialing code for public access to information and referral for health and human services and information about access to services about a natural or non-natural disaster. A question was broached by Alderman Brown regarding, was this an unfunded mandate? Well, it is not. I know you're familiar with the programs that are in existence presently today, the 911 program. That is supported by each and individual user of a phone service. This program, the 211 program, will be funded by both private donations and business individuals. It's my understanding that they hope to have the program up and running within 8 to 9 months. So I think this is a very good thing that we're in the midst of having done here. As I indicated last week, we are one of only... there's only two or three other states that do not have this program enacted throughout the country, and we will be following suit. And the programs are presently in existence, so there is a model for us to be able to follow through. So it's not going to be that difficult to get the program up and running within a short period of time. So thank you, Mr. Mayor, for letting me explain that issue and for answering Alderman Brown's question from last week.
You're welcome. Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. As this council winds down and a new council is going to be seated, there will be vacancies on various bodies, and I was just wondering if perhaps you can make a mention as to vacancies that you know of and encourage people to submit their applications for review.
There are approximately 115 or so volunteers who serve on the various commissions and committees throughout the community. All vacancies will be published on our website once those are determined. Letters have gone out to all committee and commission members indicating and asking for their interest in continuing this service. And so once that information is compiled, that will be published, and I will probably speak to that more specifically next week when we start to gather that information. So.
Just point
you, only, you only have to be 18 years old to serve, so unless you go to DePaul.
You can submit the application at any time.
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
The website accepts applications.
Students, gentlemen, ladies, anything? Before I turn the microphone over, Hinchman, you're smiling. What do you have? Nothing? You played on the basketball team this year?
Yes.
Isn't that exciting?
Very.
Congratulations, by the way. That was awesome. I turn the floor over to City Administrator McKittrick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to take a moment to read to the audience. I know that the council has the transmittal letter that will go along with the budget, but I wanted to read to the audience just the last paragraph and acknowledging the department heads and all of the assistance that they provided during this very long and arduous budget process. In my correspondence to the council, I say this was a complex and challenging budget process, and I'm particularly proud of our department heads, including Assistant City Administrator and Administrative Services Director Stephanie Dawkins, Community Development Director Dick Unsch, Economic Development Director Ellen DeVita, Fire Chief Steve Olson, and Police Chief Steve Mexon, Public Works Director Dan Dinges, for their cooperation and professionalism in scrutinizing their operational costs and reducing expenditures while still providing for quality services to our residents. I'd also like to express my appreciation to staff and the City Administrator and Mayor's Office and Administrative Services Department, including Finance Director Don Weiss, Executive Assistant Jean Frenari, and Administrative Intern Rachel Sauber, who worked diligently to assist in the preparation of the budget document and who are continuing to assist put the budget book together, which I will distribute in early May. So I just wanted to say thank you to the council for your support, and thank you to staff for working so hard to put this budget together. Appreciate it.
Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, I entertain a motion to adjourn to closed session to discuss the items as enumerated in item 13, along with the amendment offered by Alderman Dakota.
Move approval.
Second.
Hill motions and...
Singer.
Singer seconds. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Microphones are off. Yay.